Nova Raz on Wild Coast Radio at 6:30. And what happens at 6:30? We talk surfing. Greg's on the line with the compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse. It looks like it's going to be a windy day today, but to westerlies, Greg, what's happening? Good morning.
Morning, Wayne. Yep, we're going to see strong westerly winds pick up through the morning, and with that, the swell is going to build as well. So we're going to stick away from the reef and point breaks today. It's going to get a little bit blown out on our more exposed breaks. So inside the bays are going to be our best options through today. Wait for that tide to drop a bit and swell to pick up, and there should be a bit more in the bays. You can check out Nahoon Corner, Ganubi Bay, and Yellow Sands are going to be our spots for today. And then, yeah, with all that swell tomorrow, we should wake up and have plenty of swell and lighter wind. So plenty of action the next week or so, lots of fronts and plenty of surf out there. Tides for today, high tide 8:30 this morning, low tide 2:30 this afternoon. Water temperature, I'm not getting a reading off Bob this morning. It seems like it's down, it might just be me, but I can tell you by feel that it's sitting sort of between 18 and 19 degrees this morning. So still a bit cool out there, and with the cooler weather and the wind picking up, dress warmly. So I put a full wetsuit on today.
Right.
That's about it for today. From tomorrow, I won't be available, but from Friday, you'll get your report from Durban.
From Durban.
As we are kicking off the pro season, we've got some pro junior events, World Surf League Pro Juniors at the Etiquini Pro. We then go into the Bolito Pro, and that's 2 weeks of junior surfing that leads into the Challenger Series. So some of our top pro surfers will be there. And then, of course, we'll rest for about 3 or 4 days from the 7th to the 11th of July. And then on the 11th of July, we will kick off with the Jay Bay Open, which is obviously our very, very best surfers in the world. So yeah, that will be 11th to the 20th of July. So looking forward to all the action ahead. Mm. And as best as possible, I will give you live feeds and live updates from there. Especially on our own surfers, we've got quite a crew of our local surfers heading over to Durban Way.
Looking forward to it, and to you and the crew, safe travels, and looking forward to some great results.
Perfect. Looking forward to it as well. Thanks, Greg.
Take care. Have a good one. That's Greg Emsley with today's Surf Report, and that brought to you with the compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse.
The Oakhampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Oakhampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Oakhampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.oakhampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Having a look at the weather now, this is the forecast as supplied by the SA Weather Service. Let's have a look and see how your day starts. It's going to be windy, that much I can tell you. But exactly how windy, let's have a look at the forecast. Starting with severe weather alerts, there are impact-based warnings. A yellow level 1 for damaging winds and waves, resulting in difficulty in navigation of small vessels and small vessels taking water and dragging anchor, as well as localized disruptions to beachfront activities. And this can be